We are talking about the shortness of life. Life is long if you know how to use it, by Seneca. Would you give your friends access to your bank account and allow them to spend your money as they see fit? Of course not, because no matter how trusting and generous you are, you will protect the resources that you value. But most people devalue and even freely give away their most precious resource, time. Seneca wrote, "You will find no one willing to share out his money, but to how many does each of us divide up his life?" We must stop killing time by dividing it among activities with no clear purpose and among people that add no real value to us, and instead practice intention with our time. Here are four tips to help you do just that. Tip 1. Nothing satisfies greed, but even a little satisfies nature. See, everyone knows they shouldn't live beyond their means and spend more money than they make. But Seneca warns us not to live beyond our needs. He reminds us, the body's needs are few. It wants to be free from cold, to banish hunger and thirst with nourishment. If we long for anything more, we are exerting ourselves to serve our vices, not our needs. Now, I understand this is a very extreme viewpoint, but we are indoctrinated into a system that tells us to spend our whole life focused on making money so that we can buy things that we don't actually need or even really have time to use, because the bulk of our time is dedicated to working so we can pay for those very things. We are trapped in an endless cycle of greed and dissatisfaction based on the fabrication that our worth can be measured by our worldly possessions or job titles. Seneca writes, "It was nature's intention that there should be no need of great equipment for a good life. Every individual can make himself happy." So, how much happier would you be if you simplified your needs and as a result could live on less money, thereby freeing up your time to live as you please? Tip 2 is to live mindfully. Have you ever been in a conversation with someone and then realized you have no idea what they just said? You missed the entire point of the conversation because your mind was preoccupied. And if you are constantly dwelling on the past and the future without tending to the present, you are going to miss the point of your life. Being preoccupied is like writing yourself a prescription for a short life, no matter how long you actually end up living, because you will have missed most of it. Now, watch my review of Pieces Every Step for tips to be more mindful and present in your daily life. Tip 3 is to make good trades. You cannot rewind time, you can only exchange it, and all trades are final. Don't make unintelligent trades. If I choose to browse Facebook instead of interact with my daughter, that's a bad trade. I can always go back and look at what happened on Facebook later, but I can't go back and spend missed opportunities with my daughter. So whether you realize it or not, every day you vote on your priorities based on how you spend your time. Ask yourself, if a complete stranger analyzed how you spend your average day, would they have the same conclusion about your priorities as you do? The goal is to start living every day in harmony with your ideal priorities. Tip 4 is to give yourself deliberate breaks. Seneca wrote, "Our mind must relax. They will rise better and keener after a rest." Just as you must not force fertile farmland, as uninterrupted productivity will soon exhaust it, so constant effort will sap our mental vigor, while a short period of rest and relaxation will restore our powers. I have noticed that if I don't give myself a deliberate break, I will waste a lot of time. Yet when I know that my focus will be rewarded or even interrupted by a break, I waste no time in accomplishing my task. So whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a CEO, or a student, be sure to give yourself deliberate me-time breaks throughout the day. And for all of you stay-at-home moms that just rolled your eyes, I get it. I'm a mom too. It's hard, but it's doable, and your kids will benefit from me-time breaks as well. Now, I love this book so much. It's only 105 pages, but it touches on a wide array of topics that I believe should occupy everyone's consciousness at least once in their lifetime. I want to end with a quote that is darn good and a perfect summation. Let us learn to increase our self-restraint, to curb luxury, to moderate ambition, to soften anger, to regard poverty without prejudice, to practice frugality even if many are ashamed of it, to apply to nature's needs the remedies that are cheaply available, to curb as if in fetters unbridled hopes and a mind obsessed with the future, and to aim to acquire our riches from ourselves rather than from fortune. Thank you so much for joining me, and as always, you make it a great day.